I push buttons. That's what I do. And it's the news, according to me. Oh, let's try this again. Thursday morning, Thursday, June 22nd, 8:04 now. It's four minutes ago, right at 8 o'clock, I had started my show. And I happened to look up. Normally, I look up and make sure that things are happening, you know, that the recording's happening and all this stuff's happening. I didn't do that. And unfortunately, I had the mute button pushed on my, which I don't understand why it was pushed. I only push that during the show if I have to cough or sneeze or belch, among other things. And I'll push it once in a while. If I'm playing another video, if I'm playing an audio source of some kind, I might have it on mute just so I can keep the background noise from. But I don't know why that would have gotten pushed unless it was the cat. It had to have been the cat pushed that button. I blame it on the cat. So this morning, yes. So I was in the middle of talking about something before I was rudely interrupted by the mute button. And first of all, right off the bat, I just want to say hearts and my heart goes out to these folks who are on the sub that's missing, and especially their families and friends. At this point now, it looks like they are at the end of the available air source that they have, that their ability to breathe oxygen and whatever they've got on board. Now, I don't know if they have scrubbers, CO2 scrubbers, that kind of thing. That seems like that would be the thing to have on a boat, but maybe that's not, I don't know whether that's what they've got. That's all the longer it lasts. I'm not sure what the deal is there. They do have, they were picking up these banging sounds last couple of days, and they're trying to triangulate those. And of course it's amazing to me how sound travels underwater. The one guy was confused or was concerned that this banging sound was just ocean noise. Now, another report that I had heard, an ocean noise can be anything. If you've ever been on scuba diving down, and I experienced this a lot on the West Coast, especially in the Pacific, Southern Pacific Ocean, in Southern San Diego, that area, there's something called surge. And we used to call it tidal surge. I don't know if it's tidal surge or not. It's just, I don't know, nothing has anything to do with the tides. It's just, you can go down and be, if you're neutrally buoyant, you can be down close to the bottom looking at something. And the surge will take you back and forth, or forwards and backwards, depending on how you are with this. And it's, you'll sit there and you're perfectly buoyant and you're looking at something like a plant or whatever it is on the ground, on the bottom. And you'll be moving back and forth, sometimes up to 2 feet or more, sometimes back and forth, one direction or the other. And you just kind of keep going back and forth and back and forth and back. And it's, you just kind of have to go with it. But now that tidal surge happens at all depths of the ocean, I'm assuming, at a lot of different places. I'm sure some places are just have one-way current in the ocean, depending on what's happening, depending on heating and cooling of the water. And so these currents, like the Gulf Stream, if you get in the Gulf Stream, it just goes one direction pretty much. Unless there's eddies and tides and that kind of thing. And you have this whole thing that's happening, interestingly enough, can also parts of a ship can be banging back and forth. So that creates ocean noise, or just a rock possibly that's loose, that's bouncing back and forth, can cause a knocking sound. But now my understanding is that this was every 30 minutes. According to this one report that I heard, that was they were hearing this banging every 30 minutes. Now, that means it is man-made. It is intentional. And I don't know whether they were hearing things, possibly like hearing sounds on the surface or not, you know, motors, that kind of thing. There are times I've been scuba diving and I've heard outboard motors or, you know, boat motors that sound very close, and you look around, you don't see anything. It sounds like they're going right over the top of you, and there's nothing there. You can even go to the surface, and you still don't see anything, or don't even know where to look for sure. The problem is directionally, you have no idea where the sound is coming from. In the air, if you hear something off in the distance, you can tell which direction it's coming from. Your ears are made to work that way. Underwater, the sound just hits both of your ears almost at the same time. There's no directional understanding of where that sound is coming from unless you have a way to isolate it. And we just don't, our ears are just not made to do that. So you just hear the sound. It pretty much your body kind of picks up the sound and it just kind of vibrates. So for them to be able to tell where this banging was coming from, they had to triangulate with sonar, you know, receptors. And they dropped this stuff off of airplanes, these little sonar listening devices. And they fly around in a circle and they dump these in and they try to triangulate where the noise is coming from. So they have certain specific types of sensors they can do that with. As far as I know, they weren't able to narrow it down at all, which means that they may have been outside of the scope of where they're circling, their area where they were trying to triangulate. It's just a huge mystery at this point as to what happened to them, why they lost contact, what kind of mechanical failure they had, and whether or not they were even still. I mean, maybe it was a total collapse, and the banging was just something else. That's also possible. We're down to the wire now at this point, whether or not it's after today, it's not going to become a rescue mission anymore. It's going to become a recovery mission. And they're just going to try to find the sub, cover it if they can. And they may never recover the thing. It's very possible that it may, it is such a small thing compared to the Titanic. And think about how long it took them to find the Titanic. And this is like thousands of miles from any place. So it's a huge effort to try to find this little thing. It blows our mind sometimes, I think, to think about the vastness of our ocean. I mean, think about how much land mass there is in this, like the Earth, like 70% covered with water. Pretty amazing. So, as we press on this morning, we keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and also the ones who are out looking, that they will also be safe as well. It's a dangerous thing to be out there roaming around trying to find something like that. So, getting back to the news. First of all, we'll talk about what's in my cup this morning. You need to know that. It's same old chai. Got chai. Cinnamon creamer, of course. That's my mainstay right here. That's good. It kind of cooled off a little bit. I had some errands I had to do here with the dogs. And, of course, I poured it before I did that. Now it's cool, kind of cooled off. I have a fresh batch of sweet tea. Just made it yesterday. Homemade sweet tea. It's good stuff. Which will be used primarily here the next couple days. I'll be taking a lot of that along with me. But I have ways of taking it with me on flights. I have ways. So it's all about how you pack stuff. That's what it's all about. We have some interesting news to get into. First of all, wah-wah. Adam Schiff. I want to talk about Adam Schiff a little bit. I'm not even going to play. I can't stand to hear the guy. I can't stand to listen to the guy. I can't. This guy is such a pompous, self-righteous fill-in-the-blank that I don't even know where to begin with this guy. He's talking about, I consider it a badge. He was censured. Now, I don't know what that means. Does that mean he can't speak now on the House floor? I don't know what that means. What exactly does that mean? I guarantee you tomorrow he'll be up there speaking behind the podium. I consider this a badge of honor that they've censured me because I must have been effective. You don't go after your political enemies unless they're effective, and he must be. Excuse me? Then Donald Trump must have been the most successful politician in all of history. If these people step back and listen to what they say sometimes. Well, I'm so concerned about them weaponizing the DOJ and coming after their political enemies. He wants to put me in jail. I consider it a badge of honor. Well, I hope you rot in prison with all your badges of honor. This is a guy. For 5 years, all we heard about was Russia collusion. Trump colluded with Russia. Investigation after multi-million-dollar investigation was put out there. From both sides investigating this thing, Mueller, Durham, the committees, the investigations that went on from the Democrats about this whole thing. It's all we heard about from Adam Schiff. And a lot of that was from Adam Schiff. It was spawned by Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff claimed he had access to this intelligence. He'd go to these intelligence meetings. And other people would walk out of the intelligence meetings and go, I don't know what intelligence he's looking at. How he sees what he's seeing here. But he continued with this theme and this narrative for 5 years. Lying through his teeth. Why would he do that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the end justifies the means. You have to keep in mind, again, Senator Reid came out on the Senate floor, Harry Reid, Mormon, said about his fellow Mormon, Mitt Romney, that Mitt had, he hadn't paid any taxes for the last 10 years. Word on the street has it, he hasn't paid his taxes the last 10 years. When he was asked about whether or not he lied about that, whether that was true or not, he said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? The end justified the means. He was proud of himself for being part of the anti-Romney agenda. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know. It's like, how do you reconcile these people who claim that they're all about integrity? He sits there with his nose stuck up in the air on the J6 committee. We're going after this guy, and we are doing this very solemn occasion where we're going to go after the president, and this is a sad day in America's history, and we must be the ones who are, govern the rule of law. The rule of law. No one is above the law. It's a sad day in our nation's history when we must go after our president for this collusion, the serious offense that he's committed against the country. Just a sack of liars is all they are. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. One of the things that Durham, by the way, the same thing, I also want to talk about Durham. He was brought before Congress, which I'm glad they did, because I felt like the Dems just basically schmoozed it over and acted like, oh, there's nothing there. He didn't find anything. Nobody was indicted, so therefore nothing happened. His intention was not to indict anything. And Bill Barr was the one who appointed him. Remember that. Bill Barr appointed Durham as special counsel. Bill Barr had no intention. He never has had any intention on looking into any issues with the 2020 election. He has never had any intention of exonerating Donald Trump. Barr's intention was to clean up the FBI. And that's what Durham was trying to do. And of course, that whole thing now has become this, it's just become a crazy. Why would the Democrats not be concerned about the integrity of the FBI at this point? Why would this be an issue for them? Why is it so hard for them to admit that Strzok and McCabe, all these people, there were at least a half a dozen individuals caught on record who were biased and trying to affect the outcome of the election in 2016. And this continued. And by the way, the Durham report found that there was no basis for the investigation of Donald Trump with regard to Russia collusion. No basis for the investigation. Adam Schiff. Well, the evidence is right there in plain sight. Yeah, if you're looking through the lenses of a deranged mass formation knucklehead, regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, regardless of who your candidate is, you have to realize they're going to do this to the next candidate. I don't care if it's Ron DeSantis. I don't care if it's Mike Pence. They hate them. And they will vilify them the same way. They will do the same tactics, the same everything. They don't care. If Mike Pence thinks for a moment that he's going to go out there and be, I'm going to be the presidential one. I'm going to be calm, cool, and collective. I'm going to win the presidency because I am a man of integrity. I don't get on an elevator with any other woman by myself without my wife there. And I'm out of an abundance of caution, I'm not going to do this or that. Listen to the way Pete Buttigieg talked about Mike Pence. Pete Buttigieg was a mayor here in South Bend, Indiana, when Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana. They did not get along with each other. When someone asked Pete Buttigieg about Trump being impeached and stepping down and resigning and that Mike Pence would take his place, oh, it would be even worse. Even worse than Trump. Can you imagine what must be going through his head at that point? Orange man bad, the man who is the biggest Nazi since Nazism started, and Mike Pence is worse, according to Pete Buttigieg. They are lost in this delusional, crazy frenzy of anybody who's a Republican is a right-wing, fascist, racist bigot of the highest kind. And they must all be destroyed from the face of the earth. Durham, you know, somebody came out and said, oh, you're just doing this because you're looking for your reputation. Well, was it Hank? What's his name? I can't remember. The guy who thinks that Guam's going to tip over. I think he was probably just high when he said, I think he has admitted to smoke. He smokes weed. And he probably was there inebriated, asking this general if Guam was going to tip over. So he ends up asking Durham some questions. And he basically says, you were unsuccessful in your investigation because no one got indicted. No one got indicted, so therefore you're unsuccessful. That's the way they see this. Because to them, success would have meant an indictment. Because that's what they do investigations for. They're looking to indict people. He indicted the FBI. He didn't indict individuals. He indicted the FBI. He said, this is not a fix that can happen overnight. Now, keep in mind, after the Durham report came out, Christopher Wray came out and said, oh, all these problems have already been fixed. We've already looked into this, and all these issues that he brought up have already been fixed. Durham himself now has had the opportunity to say, these aren't overnight fixes. These are systemic, cultural-related issues within the FBI itself. You can't just fix this overnight. Now, of course, the one person who was talking about Durham's reputation, and I was impressed by this. He said, I'm not trying to impress anybody here. The only people I'm trying to impress are my family and my Lord. Now, I'm assuming he's probably Catholic. Probably. I don't know. Just because he professes religion doesn't mean he's necessarily ethical either. But it at least gives me some hope to think maybe the guy's not just out for, you know, if he's genuine and sincere and he's walking in truth, I guess, then we can hope that he's got some kind of fear of God in him. I think that Durham probably knows a lot more than he's able to put in his report. I'm sure he had to be very careful with that. The scope of Durham's investigation did not go further into what the laptop was all about and all that kind of thing either. Now, the whole issue, now it's finally starting to come out now that the whole Hunter Biden thing is not over, that this was a sweetheart deal, that there are no charges. The whole timeline on how everything happened here, the plea agreement was determined before the charges were leveled. They were negotiating what charges they were going to place on him before the deal was even done. I mean, it was the whole thing was a big negotiation before charges were even leveled. There are crimes that are listed in the conditions of probation that basically they very well clearly state that you can't have probation if any of these events happened in the commission of a crime. Almost all of them did. There are pictures and diagrams and descriptions on his laptop of all kinds of things that were listed in this list of things that don't give you a second chance opportunity type thing like this. But he gets it. Nothing to see here. Oh, now it's all over. See, the laptop had nothing to do with anything. That was nothing to do with any of this Burisma stuff. Republicans are just off the wall with all this stuff. I guess it takes one to know one. You would think they would understand. Yeah, if the Republicans don't double down on this and say, no, this is just because the FBI, who has been seen to be biased from the beginning, since all this stuff started coming down, just because they don't see what's right in front of them. And I think there's been a couple of very good commentaries on this. That a couple of people have said, Joe Biden can be controlled. He's a puppet. He's an empty shell. The FBI, the deep state, the organizations, the agency, they like him because they just tell him what to say. He just does whatever they tell him to because they know he can be controlled. They've got too much dirt on him. They don't like someone like Robert Kennedy or Donald Trump. And I started thinking about this. What would happen if Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy on the ticket? See, if they decided to run together, a Trump-Kennedy ticket, that would be really interesting. Be really, really interesting. I think, this is my prediction, I think that Robert F. Kennedy, if he is allowed to get some platform, and I think he's got some traction. Come time for the primaries, he could very well press out Joe Biden. What I'm seeing right now is he has a solid foothold. And I think if he is allowed to get his message out there, if he has any debate whatsoever with Joe Biden, I think it's over for Joe. But they're talking like they're not going to have a debate, which has a lot of people on the left furious. And one of the reasons the people on the left are furious is because they don't want to risk having to run against Donald Trump again. Why would they risk that? The last time they won by, 9 million votes or some ridiculous thing. Which is, again, in my opinion, Donald Trump needs to get over that. He's said his thing. Okay, so he got more votes than any other Republican president ever in the history. Actually, any incumbent president got more votes than any incumbent president ever. And here we go with, Joe Biden got more than Barack Obama. All these new voters that came out of the woodwork, apparently. And if they're talking about voter disenfranchisement, they're like, oh, they're suppressing the vote. Republicans are oppressing the vote. Suppressing the vote. Well, they got more people voting now than ever. It's the highest number of people voted in that election than any ever before, by millions. So, what we have here is some interesting issues ahead of us. Funny, Elon Musk, in other news, there's this, what is this? Okay. Elon Musk has come out with this whole thing of cisgender, of cis, whatever it is. I think it's CIS gender. Being banned from Twitter. That term is being flagged as a derogatory term. So I don't know if you can talk about it. If I posted out there, they're going to ban the term cisgender. In fact, that would ban me then, because I used it. Talking about what they're going to, I think he's backwalked that a little bit because he realizes, well, he doesn't like it. Just because he didn't like the term, he probably shouldn't ban it. But now the problem with it is it was a term that was made by a certain community. it's not a technical term by any kind of psychology measure or scientific measure. It's not. It's just a thing that a certain community made up. Heterosexual male or heterosexuals are what's normal? Normal male or female. They don't like that because that means I'm abnormal. Well, that's right. You're abnormal then. So yeah, you're abnormal. Sure. Bizarre stuff. Speaking of the whole, the trans community is actually upsetting the gay community now. I don't want to wade into too much of this stuff. Just, I think it gets way too much attention the way it is. But there's a video now that has come out. This woman who transitioned to being a man, thinks that she's transitioned to be a man, is all upset now, has this video of her crying. She has a beard, mustache, the whole thing, wearing a hat, looking like a man. And is all upset because she didn't realize how lonely it is to be a white man. And then the way the world treats white men. Now she's crying about it. She's What? So now you want to... You spent all of your time with the leftists who gave you all this coddling. You did not. Did you not see the way white men are treated in this country? One of the only oppressed, truly oppressed groups in this country now are white male Christians.
That's not true. You're a white privilege.
Really? When we are turned down for jobs that we are fully qualified for, or better qualified for than someone else who has a different skin color, when we can't mention our faith around certain... There are actors in Hollywood who cannot bring up their political affiliation or their what faith they have. Anything about their faith, or they will never work again in Hollywood with the big producers. Because guess what? All of a sudden, they are the ones, they're the enemy, they're the bigots. Oh, no, we got to shut you out. We got to shut you down. You can't have those opinions around here. We know what you're all about. That's the highest form of, that's what bigotry is. And that's, How do they go there without any of that being part of it? It just blows my mind. But they can't see that. Well, this woman transitioned to become a man, and all of a sudden she realizes white men are very lonely. They can't develop friendship. I'm an emotionally stable, mature man. That's what she says. But I feel really bad for some of these men out here that just are lonely. They can't develop friendships. Don't have a lot of how many men do you see out there that are sitting there weeping in front of a camera, talking about how lonely they are and how they're looking for friends? I'm sure there are a few, especially if they eat a lot of soy. But if this gets back to the whole thing of you may think you're a man. You may feel like you're a man. How does a man feel? Tell me, how does a man feel? Have you ever been a man? No. So how do you know how a man feels? This is one of those things. It's like men who try to become women, I think they become fascinated. I think it's where a certain Bud Light promoter, I'm not going to talk about who he is. I'm not going to mention his name. There's a name for it. I wish I knew what it was. It's kind of a weird long name. It's like hyperdysplasia or whatever it's called. It's a kind of a long, big name. Complicated name. And it's this fascination that a man has with how he looks as a woman. Or a fascination with women, and he wants to become one because he's fascinated with them. It's an infatuation kind of thing. It's like it's an obsession. That's how most of these people, I think that they have this fascination. They have this, it's a dysphoric thing. And they have this fascination, but they can't, they want to see what it's like to be a woman, but you can never be a woman. I'm sorry. You just can't be one. Genetically, physically, I don't care how you mangle your body, what kind of drugs and steroids you take, you cannot be the other gender. You can identify as whatever you want. You can identify as a toaster if you want to. You're going to be really upset when I start shoving bread down your throat and expecting it to pop back up toasted. It's one of those things that it's... And we're heading off a cliff. You know, I always have to ask myself, and I always bring this up on the show, where are we going to be in 20 years, 10 years from now? This we're not going to settle this today, and it's all going to be over, and everybody's going to just go about their lives, and everything. We're going to have normalcy again. We're going to have a normal way of life now. No, the protests will continue. The perceived offenses. We'll continue. Trans rights. Let's talk about trans rights. Let's go to the Constitution and look at where the founding fathers put the trans rights in there. You won't find trans rights. It's human rights, equal rights, period. You're not marginalized by anything in the Constitution just because you identify as something else or because you transition from one thing to the next, because you think you're transitioning from one. I'm sorry, folks. I'm an old man, and I'm not gonna kowtow to the rhetoric and all the phony baloney that's going on out there. Truth is truth, and that's just the way it is. Hate me for it. You're the one who's hating. I'm not hating. I didn't say I hated anybody. But we have to accept we have to embrace the truth. This is just that's just the fact, the way it is. That's our choice. We can live in some kind of weird reality, this fake reality that people want to live in, or we can pretend like you want to be whatever you want to be. Folks, there are people who go to big conventions where they dress up like Superman or the Flash or whatever it is, and they pretend like they're not those people. You can't fly. You can't jump over a building. You can't stop a bullet with your chest. Sorry, you can wear the outfit. You can pretend like but you're not. You just can't do it. It's not living in reality at that point. I mean, it's pretend world, which is fine. If you want to do that, go ahead, play in pretend world. That's fine. Great. As long as you don't start thinking that you can actually fly, jump out of a window somewhere, then the only problem with that is you might land on somebody and hurt them, other than yourself. I mean, you'll discover it all the way down. You're going to figure out that you can't fly. By the time you hit the ground, and it's not the fall that will kill you. It's the sudden stop at the end. And at that point, during that sudden stop, at some point, the last thought that goes through your head will be a cement sidewalk. Right before that, the thought will be, I guess I can't fly. I guess I'm not Superman. I guess the reality of life just hit me like a sidewalk at 300 miles an hour. So we have a crazy world. And where are we going to be in 10 years? Because here's what we're starting to hear now. Pedophiles are no longer it's derogatory to call them a pedophile. They are minor attracted people. They're attracted to minors. And it's not a far step to say that if a person at the age of 4 or 5 years old can just start to decide their gender, this sexualization of children, allowing them to transition without their parents even knowing about it. Well, we have to keep this from your parents. What kind of darkness is that? That's just evil. And this, if you're allowed at the age of 10 or 12, to transition, change your gender, to identify as something, well, then who are you to say that? Well, I'm also attracted to old people, to people who are over 18. I'm attracted to 30, 40-year-old men. That's MEMBLA or whatever it is, the Man Boy Love Association, whatever it is. They want the age of consent 6 years old. They're trying to lower the age of consent. Of course they are. And we're headed there. Because this is where they're going with this. Oh, that'll never happen. Yeah, well, we were told that a lot of things back 20, 20, 30 years ago. We were told a lot of things that wouldn't happen. They just want to be accepted. They just want to be able to marry. They just want to be able to come into schools and give it, and have it be part of the education. They just want to propaganda and promote and recruit kids now into alternative lifestyles. We just want to oppress anybody who doesn't agree with alternative lifestyles. We want to now arrest and criminalize anybody who doesn't believe in alternative lifestyles. We want your social score to be erased and be stricken from society. It's just amazing to me. Oh, it is Thursday. I don't know if I'm going to have a show on Friday or not. This is going to be kind of a little bit of a questionable thing. I am going to, I'm going to refresh my page here on my YouTube channel. Yeah, they're going after coal plants, apparently. Flying taxi to carry passengers at 2024 Olympics. That's great. They got these little drones. Drone-like little things that are going to carry passengers around at the 2024 Olympics. That'll be real interesting. Here's some interesting stuff. So Blinken goes and has this big meeting with President Dictator Z. He's really upset that they're calling him a dictator. Now, so he goes over there and has this meeting with Xi Jinping. All of a sudden, he comes back, and one of the first speeches that Blinken gives when he comes back to give a report: the United States does not support the independence of Taiwan. What just happened here? What just happened?
Well, that's been the U.S. Official policy for a long time. But we will support them militarily. Look, Taiwan has its own military, has its own government, they do nothing with China. They're completely independent, and yet China does not want them to be independent, and they're claiming that Taiwan is ours.
Democrats. Oh, here's another thing about Adam Schiff. The Democrats yell shame. Shame after GOP votes to censor Adam Schiff. None of them would yell shame when Adam Schiff was discovered to be a liar. I think it's more shameful to be a liar to the American people than it is to be censured. They're censuring him for being a liar. It's unbelievable stuff. So, let's go on here. What are the things we have in the news? There was one other thing I was going to talk about here. The whole Xi Jinping thing. Xi Jinping thing. That's not his name. It's thing's not part of his name. It just rhymes. So we have Blinken comes back with all this stuff. He's all of a sudden he's in the tank with them talking about Taiwan and how. Something weird happened there, because all of a sudden, we're agreeing with everything that China wants, or what that's all about. Let's continue to look here. I don't see anything else. Hunter Biden, this is there, that's there. Would Hunter have been gotten off of this? Biden labels Xi Jinping a dictator. This is sad. Missing submarine story gets crazier and crazier. Yeah, let's go with that. Okay, let's look at the, today's the day we're going to look at reliable news now. It's reliable news now. What's it called? Yeah, RNN. Let's look at some of the headlines on here. We're just going to take a quick glance here. What's going on? We got U.S. math scores of 13-year-olds. Drops to lowest level in years. New York directs school districts to start lying to parents. Let's see what that's about. COCH Network, Koch Network, other billionaires fund $100 million Stop Trump campaign. So the Koch brothers have a $100 million to stop Trump. 41 women, and you know what that's going to be. They're establishment. They're definitely establishment. The Koch brothers are. And that's K-O-C-H, not C-O-K-E. 41 women killed in Honduran prison riot. Newsom's claims about CA, California economy, slammed by fact checkers. He's claiming that the economy's great there. They're next. They're going to implode. California is really has some serious issues right now, infrastructure and there's a population issue. This is worldwide, by the way. The world population is on the verge of collapse, believe it or not. We have fewer and fewer, all of a sudden, in the last couple few years, we've had fewer and fewer births. The death rate is outpacing the birth rate in most countries. Most countries' social programs are built on the idea that you will have an ever-increasing younger population. Because the social systems, the welfare system, Social Security, is all based on, it's a Ponzi scheme, folks. When you pay into Social Security, you're not paying into an account that is kept for you. What you pay into Social Security pays for people's Social Security checks now. They take that money. There's no lockbox. There's no lockbox. They don't put that money away for you. They take the Social Security money and they pay it out in what's called entitlements. In fact, they overspend it, but that's another story. Now, what happens when that younger population starts to decrease and you have an older population that's getting larger and retirement, you know, there's a larger number of people retiring and living longer, theoretically. Now what? There's not enough money. You can't garner enough money from the young folks, especially if they're not willing to work. When they're demanding to be on social care and free college and all the other stuff. They're not going into the workforce. They're not paying into Social Security. What's going to happen there? How's that going to work? Now, I've heard that, I keep hearing this. In fact, I just heard this yesterday. It's a little side note. Everything, this whole podcast should just be called Side Note. It's all a side note. I heard this person the other day say, well, you know, they have to be able to recover taxes. They have to be able to collect taxes in order to pay their bills and, you know, keep the government going. You have to take taxes in. This is a false statement, by the way. The biggest reason for the income tax, government could monetize the debt. They could monetize all their bills, everything that they pay. There can be tariffs. There could be taxes on certain things, even a sales tax, a federal sales tax. Personal income tax is immoral. It is immoral. Now, what is happening is we have this weird, strange, unusual idea that we have to take a percentage of what people make, of what they produce, in order to pay taxes and pay the government what the government needs to do. This is not true. This is not true at all. They do it. They do some of that to make it look like it's justifiable. The real reason is redistribution of wealth. It is to control you. It is to control the population and keep the middle class from increasing and becoming. Why do you think the middle class has deteriorated? Well, the middle class is going away. It's just the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Yeah, you know why? Because of taxes. That's why. It's your own fault. These Democrats who can talk about, well, the middle class is going away because, you know, the rich get richer. Well, actually, John Stossel did a very interesting report on this. It's called The Rich Get Richer and the Poor Get Richer. The poor in this country are far better off than the poor in most countries. And the per capita number of poor in most countries is much greater. But when you increase wealth, you've heard it before, a rising tide raises all ships. The pie isn't just so big and it stays that size. The pie gets bigger. You can increase the size of the pie by increasing the productivity of that culture. Anyway, I digress. So the Newsom's claims about the California economy, it's out of control. He's got this issue where he's got a population decrease. Many of the people who have money are leaving the state to the point where they've threatened to say that if you leave the state, you have to keep your assets here. This is what communist dictators do. This is what Chavez, whatever, and Fidel Castro did down in Cuba. They froze the assets of the rich people who were trying to flee the country when they were taken over. They saw what was coming. They killed some of them. The ones who got away with nothing. That's what California's doing. We're going to freeze your assets. You've got to keep them here. We're going to keep charging you for income tax, even though you don't live here anymore. I'm going to tax you on your wealth, even though you don't live here anymore. Ex-military kicked out over a vaccine sue to upgrade their discharges. They're winning big on this issue. New national debt record, $32 trillion. It has gone up trillions and trillions of dollars in the last few years. Biden's call for electric tanks runs into military reality. They want to put electric tanks out on the battlefield. That's how insane these people are. Here are the charges that the DOJ chose to ignore after five-year investigation. Now, think about it. 5 years of investigating this guy, what did they get him on? They got him on, you're late on paying your taxes. And there was a gun thing on a form that you filled out. You filled out a form. You lied on a form. It took us 5 years to figure that out. And I'm sure we probably spent $2 million on that. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to level the charges until you agree to a plea deal. And then we won't have to put the charges on your record. That sounds just like the FBI, doesn't it? That's the way they treat everybody, especially Donald Trump, especially former presidents. And I got some stuff about the submarine, but I'm not going to get that. This is just all a bunch of weird stuff. This one message, let's see, the New York State's detective directive to schools, lie to parents. Parents who send their kids to New York public schools have lots to worry about. Is he really learning? Is he really safe? And is the school gender transitioning my child behind my back? This is getting into exactly what I was talking about. Earlier this week, the New York State Department of Education, NYSED, published a legal update and best practice, quote, document for how schools should serve transgender and gender expansive students. The key takeaway, if your child decides that he or she wants to socially transition to the opposite gender, it is now a best practice for the school to lie to you about it as a parent. Only the student, NYSED declares, quote, knows whether it is safe to share their identity with a caregiver. The baseline assumption, then, is that affirming parents are dangerous to their children. There was a child recently, this is in the news, he was a cat, and wanted to be a cat. He wanted to have a litter box in the room where he could go potty because he wanted to be a cat. He identified as a cat. So that's great.
New Jersey mayor ousted for failing to display rainbow flag. Just so you know, I'm only going to display one flag. It's going to be the American flag. That's it. No other flag. No flag takes precedence over that flag. And that's all. You have the right to fly whatever flag you want. And you're guaranteed that right by the founding principles of our nation. And guess what? It falls under that flag. Texas puts small biz owner complains about Chicago crime. Feds show up to investigate him. That's great. Texas puts the kibosh on drag shows for kids. Well, good for them. The Bud Light collapse continues. Sales drop another 27%. 27% of nothing is pretty much nothing. But they did something else recently that's apparently another big issue. I'm not sure what it is. I saw a headline, something, but they just continue to go downhill. They did something to try to fix something, and it didn't work. 69-year-old grandmother faces more jail time for being at Capitol on January 6th than Hunter does. There you go. This lady who was there to film, she's considered herself an armchair journalist, and she was there at the Capitol, and somehow she got swept into the building. She waited till all the crowd kind of came through the doors, and then she walked back out again, and she filmed some things inside the building. She went to jail for that. Now, keep in mind, there was another guy who was an anti-Trumper who was threatening to blow up the White House, making speeches a couple days before. There's a BLM guy. He was there filming. Him and his friend were there inside the Capitol. Nothing. No charges to him. Nothing. They looked at his whole thing and exonerated, completely let go. This old lady who I think she had cancer of some kind. She was actually thrown in jail. Let's see here. The Bud Light clap. I've already said that. Joe Biden caught groping actress Eva Longoria. If you've seen the video of this, she has to push his hands away. New emails show public health officials knew jabs didn't work, but mandated them anyway. Polls show support for LGBTQ agenda is dropping with D's and R's, with both sides. Democrats and Republicans. My 600-pound life. That's an advertisement. The Hunter's baby mama and the deadbeat dad reach child support deal. 18-year-old victim of irreversible trans surgery sues doctors and is probably going to win. YouTube expands censorship on presidential candidates, pulls RFK Jr.'s video for vaccine reasons. Top 10 reasons we know the lab leak happened. The expansion of Ozempic users. Explosion of Ozempic users leads spike in ER visits because of side effects. Tucker blasts Hunter's sweetheart deal that his dad, DOJ, created. You make a big deal out of the fact that the judge in that trial, in the whole thing with Hunter Biden, was a Trump-appointed judge. Trump-appointed judge. See, it's Trump-appointed judge. It's got to be fair. This was all planned out as well. There are some Trump-appointed Donald Trump didn't interview every single judge. And keep in mind, there are so much of never-Trumpers putting these judges in place. And they found one. They found the one that was sympathetic to the cause. And so, anyway, America's dangerous dependence on Adderall is getting deeper. Media hiding the fact that violent threats against Target are being made by trans activists. They're getting violent threats, but they're by trans activists, not by the right-wingers. Ron DeSantis will send even more illegals to California after Gavin Newsom doubles down on open border agenda. This is what your tuition pays for. Let's see, DeSantis, judge rules schools can discriminate against kids who wear T-shirts stating biological facts. The judge rules that the schools can discriminate against kids who wear T-shirts stating biological facts. 20 Republicans vote to with Democrats
against censoring Adam Schiff. Amazing. The Republicans are just, well, the Democrats, they don't care about integrity whatsoever. Republicans, why would, they're afraid. They're afraid of doing it because they're afraid. Oh, we're afraid of what they might do to us. That's got to end. Okay, maybe you're going to be a one-termer. Fall on your sword, get the job done, do what's right, period. No more of this, oh, well, they might not elect me again. Fine. Do what needs to be done now. Let the consequences fall where they are. That's in God's hands, not in your hands. For some reason, it's hard for people to swallow that. I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. Juneteenth celebrations marred by lawless shooting sprees. The Juneteenth thing, from all I've seen, it just stirs up a mess of things. There is something weird and spiritually about that whole thing. And it stirs up confusion and violence and everything else. I don't understand it, but I just know that it's not going well. Biden bribery scandal blown wide open by Senate Republicans. Starbucks ordered to pay former manager $25 million fired for being white. German economy, which, again, $25 million, really? Is that punitive? You know that'll be appealed and it'll be dropped down. It'll be a structured settlement. The person probably won't live long enough to get it all. German economy is getting caught up in an economic doom loop. FBI finally shows Congress the Biden $5 million bribe allegation document. There's a whole lot more going on here. Every time they get into one of these documents, my understanding is they got into the documents, they got into the recordings. There's even more. There's even more documents. It continues to go on. And every time they uncover one thing, there's five other things over here. Oh, by the way, and yeah, you didn't know about this stuff, but it's all over. What? It is fraught with issues. Now, I think that Boebert, I think, has filed articles of impeachment on Biden. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene I think Marjorie Taylor Greene actually was the first one to do it. And I think both of them now have done it. I'm not sure what all is going on there. There's kind of a weird little mix going on with these people. And it kind of bothers me. Some weird rumors and stuff that's happening. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, I'm not sure if she's going through a divorce. I think that Boebert, I know she's going through a divorce. Boebert's situation is understandable. My understanding is her husband's a mess. Now, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes there. I just know that I always get the spiritual heebie-jeebies when there's weird stuff going on. And this is what... I think that there are some weird things happening within that little gang. I don't know. I know that Boebert has been seen in and around some of the worship things that have happened with Sean Foyt and some of the other people that have been around the Capitol building there, doing a lot of the political activism. Which I totally support. I'm all for it as long as they're genuine and they keep it moving forward with, you know, seeking God for, you know, just for His sovereignty to move in mighty ways there. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Worshiping on the Capitol, being in the rotunda, wherever you are, all this stuff happening, that's all great. I'm all for it. I also know that it can, you really have to guard your heart in those situations. There's a lot of temptations. There's a lot of things that can happen in the midst of all of that. Some of the groups of people that I know, just different movements that have happened in the past, there have been a lot of issues because people have a tendency to start thinking, they start getting to, it's easy to deceive or be deceived in the midst of those situations. The enemy is very crafty, just put it that way. And they really have to be watching out for each other. There has to be some accountability to each other, because it is very easy to get into a situation where you can become compromised. The enemy is out to destroy your credibility, anything that you can to produce anything. Your productivity, everything. It's a big deal. And you just have to be aware and alert. Your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, trying to seek who, you know, who he may devour, kind of thing. Doesn't not giving up. Very crafty and cunning. So, that's having said all of that, I know that my show has gone a little bit long. There you are. I brought you up to date. Now, tomorrow morning, I don't know for sure. It looks like there may be a show. I don't know yet. It's all up in the air. If there is a show, it could be possibly from my boat, or it's going to be recorded. There's not going to be a live show. There'll be a live show again next Wednesday. Tomorrow's show may or may not happen. Monday, if there is a show, it's probably going to be later in the day. Probably. I don't know yet. Friday and Monday are both kind of a mystery. They're a mystery. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, again, regular shows. Tuesday, regular show. Wednesday, live show. Thursday, regular show. And then I don't know what's going to happen after that. There will be another Friday, Monday. Actually, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, mystery. I think I have to look at that again. I'm not sure exactly. Coming up here on the July 4th weekend. And I actually have a couple of days off there. I don't have the 4th off, but I do have that weekend before the 4th. I've got some time off there. So I don't know what's going to happen with all that. We'll get into it as we get into it. You'll just get what you get. You get what you pay for with this show. So there you go. And once again, this may be the end of the week. It may not be the end of the week. Tomorrow may be a bonus show. Who knows if there is a show. But either way, we will see what happens. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to have a show tomorrow morning, but I'm not positive on that. So we'll see how that all works out. In the meantime, I hope that all of you are blessed in your week. I hope that you have a great weekend coming up, wherever you are, wherever you plan to go, with you and yours and your family. And spend some time, hopefully, with your faith family, being able to worship and pray for our nation, for the leaders of this country, and for our religious leaders as well, those who are leaders in the faith. We need discernment. We need stamina, courage. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend. Take care.